What are you worried about right now? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. And guess what, folks? I got my pre-approval letter for a home loan. And if you've been listening for any length of time, you know I've been so stressed about it and so frustrated with this process. But in God's timing, I've been approved. So now what? Well, I've started visiting houses and I saw one that I really liked. So 48 hours later, I put in an offer. And in the same amount of time, my offer was rejected. And I've been in a pretty peace-filled place with God recently, but I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that I've worried a bit during this time. I've worried about getting approved. I've worried if my offer was high enough. I worried about what would happen if they accepted it and if I couldn't afford it. And then when it was rejected, I worried that I'd never find another house as perfect as that one. And it's really easy to worry, even if you're pretty practiced with not worrying and if you're connected to God. And that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Because He Cares for You by Kristen Merrill. It's natural to worry. We humans just do it, pure and simple. And the Lord, knowing how distracting chronic worry can be, lovingly offers His children a remedy because He wants to set us free from the cares that clutter up our minds and petrify our hearts. In 1 Peter 5, 6-9, we see how Jesus provides that remedy. We read in verse 7 that we can cast our cares on Him. Maybe you've tried this already, but sometimes after casting our cares upon His loving self, we take them back again and get back to our old job of fretting. We can get into a repetitive cycle that doesn't help at all. Give it to God, take it back, give it to God, take it back. Has this ever happened to you? It can be exhausting. But we find an answer to this dilemma by taking a deeper dive into the original language of 1 Peter 5, 6-9. The ancient Greek word for casting is in the aorist tense, meaning one-time event, back in the past, verb tense. So it might be helpful to think of Peter saying, since you have already cast your cares upon Him, live that way. Past tense, one and done. We recall that we are not the ones in charge because we gave our lives and everything concerning us to our great and loving shepherd, Jesus. This is why before Peter talks about worry, he says, humble yourselves in verse 6. We humble ourselves under God's authority and governance. We recall that because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we are His, not our own. We were bought with a price, as we find in 1 Corinthians 6:20. And when we became His, we gave up worrying over what is happening to us now or what will happen to us next. We don't need to. Why? Because He has it. He has you. Peter goes on to tell us that He cares about you. Indeed, He does. He is with you always, no matter what worries and cares you have. And He promises to return someday to put an end to everything that is worrisome. If you've given your life to Jesus, you have accepted His lordship over your life. So you can rejoice that He has you, worries and all, today and tomorrow and forever. So what thoughts are going through your mind right now? Or should I say, what worries are going through your mind right now? Can you remember a time when you shared your worries with Jesus? What was that like? When you feel overwhelmed with worry, who is somebody that can help you and remind you of Jesus' peace and loving care, such as a parent, pastor, counselor, youth leader, or a friend? As you and I can read in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares on Him because He cares about you. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 55:22, Matthew 11:28-30, and 1 Peter 5:6-9 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did today's Devo just hit a little extra hard? Do you wish you could print it off and pin it up somewhere where you'll see it over and over again? Well, guess what? You can get physical copies of our devotionals. All you have to do is head over to unlocked.org and subscribe. Also, do you ever feel like you're too young to do something for Jesus? Well, that's what tomorrow's Devo is all about. So join Dylan, same time, same place, tomorrow. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.